WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You must learn to govern your passions. They will be your undoing.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Light and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
One of the strangest things that all of the great military geniuses of the world have talked about peace. The conquerors of old came killing in pursuit of peace. Alexander, Julius Caesar, Charlemagne, and Napoleon were akin in seeking a peaceful world order. You know, if you will read Mein Kampf close enough, Hitler contended everything that he did in Germany was for peace. The leaders of the world today talk eloquently about peace.
What a man had to go through for a piece of ass in the modern age was dinner.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Connelly is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
But look, darling, how did he die?
Mortimer, don't be so inquisitive. The gentleman died because he drank some wine with poison in it.
Well, how did the poison get in the wine?
Well, we put it in wine because it's less noticeable. When it's in tea, it has a distinct odor.
Quite a kick.
Good evening, friends and radio listeners. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. It's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. This evening, our theme is called Apollo and Dionysus. Yes, the two ancient Greek gods, both sons of the most powerful god of them all, Zeus. And in Western culture, they've come to represent the opposing dynamics of logic versus emotion, of reason versus instinct, and mind versus body, of long-term planning versus taking much more immediately the pleasures of the moment. But you know, actually, the ancient Greeks and the Romans didn't view them that way. To them, they were just two of many gods that each had their own particular characteristics, idiosyncrasies. It was the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche who ended up providing us with this modern dichotomy between the two. And Dionysus, the Romans had a different name, Bacchus, but in both cultures, he was the god of wine. So in this episode, we're going to be including songs about the vino in the mix. And well, right there, also showing you how this is Tufts, sometimes educational radio. You know, this is one of those shows that could have been either a plastic sushi or a Tears of the Gods with a nudge in one direction or another. The Japanese music to start things off and going deep with a featured artist. And actually, we've got three featured artists. It's a triple feature episode. All of who represent unique ways of combining art and technology. Apollo 440, Kraftwerk, and Rush. We started off the show with a little remash up of my normal intro and Apollo 440's Tears of the Gods, which is the theme song for this show. And then we heard the Japanese female trio Shonen Knife with Wonder Wine. Thanks going out to Chuck Yu for originally turning me on to that Martin Luther King Jr. clip about reading Mein Kampf. That you'll find that everything Hitler says that everything he did in Germany was for peace. And we'll be hearing another contribution from Chuck Yu later on in the show as we bring you some historic audio clips from the Apollo 11 moon mission. A rather iconic thing to mix into a sound collage. We've also got plenty of audio clips from Mr. Spock of Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy. Also, later in the show, an important announcement about the future of WMFO that I've been asked to make on the air by senior WMFO management. Tonight, the structure of our show is just three more long main sets. So get comfortable, relax, mellow out, maybe close your eyes and use your imagination to take you to a different place. Backing me up right now at different places is the moon, or at least under stars. All of our ambiance is going to be from Brian Eno's epic ambient album, Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks, that he composed to be the soundtrack for a documentary with all film about films taken by the Apollo astronauts. This piece is called Under Stars. Well, here's a long half-hour-ish set coming up for you with each one of our featured artists in here. Well, at least Kraftwerk is going to be in here. And we're also going to be hearing from Oscar Peterson, some Days of Wine and Roses, and a song that on the Vino theme from the Rolling Stones. But first, here is, well, our featured artists, Apollo 440, with a song that really rocks for ya. Yes, a song that really rocks for ya.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
Also, I wanted to say, check out the Beach Boys style vocal harmonies that come up. They're just great.
Old stuff. This is very old wine. I hope you will like it.
I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their ill logic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Then transfer out! Freak!
Attributable to human error.
Я твой слуга, я твой работник. We'll be right back.
Strangest things that all of the great military geniuses of the world have talked about peace. The conquerors of old who came killing in pursuit of peace. Alexander, Julius Caesar, Charlemagne, and Napoleon were akin in seeking a peaceful world order. You know, if you will read Mein Kampf close enough, Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace. And the leaders of the world today talk eloquently about peace. Enough, Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace.
Out of the market, and we are dancing back on it.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
Without discipline. I object to power without constructive purpose.
John Whitehead.
Jesus Christ didn't drink grape juice at the Last Supper, and a Wisconsin minister says prison inmates who want to take Holy Communion shouldn't have to either. Prison officials in Wisconsin generally respect their inmates' religious freedom, even when it means making exceptions. For example, Native American inmates can use tobacco in religious ceremonies, even if the prison is otherwise smoke-free. But state law totally prohibits alcohol in prisons. Officials say the policy makes good sense, but Reverend Joseph Fisher insists that Lutheran prisoners be allowed to receive a sip of wine as part of their communion worship. The point of law is the First Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. The fundamental right to the free exercise of religion is one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage. It's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, our theme is Apollo and Dionysus. We began the set with one of our three featured artists. Apollo 440 also composed the theme song for this show, Tears of the Gods. But that was their song, 1, 2, 3, 4. Man, I just love those Beach Boys style harmonies in there and the whole bopping around that they're doing. That was from their Dude Descending a Staircase album. And then, one of many songs in this episode where we're weaving in the theme of wine, which is Dionysus, and his name, as the Romans called him, Bacchus, being the god of wine. And that was Oscar Peterson and his Days of Wine and Roses, followed by the Rolling Stones and Blood Red Wine. And then it was a different Apollo band, Apollo 100, with their big rock instrumental hit, Joy. Followed by our second featured artist, the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk, who has profoundly influenced so much of modern music, including hip-hop. They are the German godfathers of hip-hop, as well as so much electronic music that followed in other ways. And then, yes, that was the Robots, and that was their remixed version from the Mix album. And then we followed that, finishing up the music in the set, with Def Leppard and Me and My Wine. And then it was a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute, talking about wine worship in prison. I've spent some time trying to understand how human beings changed from being hunter-gatherers to taking up civilization. And one of the things that in our traditional or our most common narrative is that human beings discovered agriculture, that they could plant seeds in the ground instead of finding food that was already growing on trees and bushes and the like. And this idea that you could grow food by planting seeds was just so wonderful that everybody took it up, and life was forever changed and civilization was invented. And let me tell you, that's not quite right, because actually growing food and civilization is a lot more difficult life than being a hunter-gatherer in general. It does have some benefits with having stores of things, but one of the beliefs, one of the things that I think is actually quite plausible, is that alcohol, beer in particular, led many human beings to take up agriculture. Because as a hunter-gatherer, you just can't really produce alcohol in significant quantities. It's kind of just a thing that maybe happens accidentally or very small batches. But if you're growing grain, then you can start doing it. And I think that there were a lot of the people came together for religious festivals, and alcohol became a part of that. And essentially the rules were, gee, if you're going to take part in this religion and enjoy this alcohol along with it, then you got to start growing it. And that led to a lot of things like shorter lifespans and much more diseases. When people come together in towns and cities, diseases spread a lot more. But that's an a theory that I think is archaeologists and people who study civilizations and hunter-gatherers. It's a theory well worth trying to understand. Backing me up right now is our third featured artist, Brian Eno. And our, actually, we've got his Apollo Albums and Atmospheres soundtracks. That's our featured album from him, as opposed to all of his work. As promised earlier, I've got a very important announcement concerning the future of WMFO that I've been asked to read by Ella, our assistant general manager. And it's about WMFO and the FCC. In particular, on December 1st, 2021, trustees of Tufts College, licensee of WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for renewal of its license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in WMFO public file. So that's the announcement. That's great news. The trustees are looking to renew WMFO's license. So, and if you want to comment on it, you want to find out more, yeah, just go to publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in WMFO public file. So our next half-hour-ish set is going to start with our featured artists, Apollo 440. And, well, actually, let me mention a little bit more. We're going to be hearing from Kraftwerk, and we're going to be hearing a remix of the Apollo 11 landing, coming from Chuck Yu and many other sources like CBS Walter Cronkite. And also some more Japanese music about wine from Pizzicato 5. And this next Apollo 440 song, we're actually going to bookend the set with Apollo 440. It's their biggest hit. It's got this great rhythm guitar riff and I think a phenomenal buildup of the whole song. And it sounds to me like they've got this guitar riff and they've sampled it and they're just repeating it, that it's not somebody playing exactly precisely it over and over again. That's what it sounds like to me. And, you know, like We Will Rock You by Brian Eno. We Will Rock You by Queen. Brian May, those last notes of that riff, he was very particular in an interview that he was not playing them exactly, but instead he took the magnetic tape and he spliced it three times, copies of it, to go and get exactly that. So that's what I think is going on. We'll see what you think, but here on WMFO in Medford, as we continue to explore our theme of Apollo and Dionysus, here is Apollo 440.
Can't stop the rock, you can't stop the rock. to the groovy.
Rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been.